We have a biblical mitzvah that the Kohanim should bless the nation. And the question is, why is it that in Chutz La'aretz, the Kohanim don't do it daily? So there are different answers that are offered. We don't know where this custom really comes from, and different commentaries, including the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, offer different explanations. One explanation that's given is that it says in the Jerusalem Talmud that from the day that the temple was destroyed, every day has its own curse. You never have a day without curse. It says God is angry every single day. And how do you undo that anger? So the Jerusalem Talmud says the blessing of the Kohanim undoes that anger. Now our sages tell us that the holidays, the regalim, Rosh Hashanah we know, but then also the regalim, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuos, each one is a period of judgment over a different aspect of the world. So if these are the times that we're judged, so we can undo any bad things that were decreed during the rest of the year. So the Kohanim bless us during that time, and we hope that their blessing will undo whatever curses were around. The Medrash says on the verse that there are 60 brave warriors around the nation of Israel. So the 60 brave warriors, the Medrash says, are the 60 letters in the blessing of the Kohanim, that they give strength to the people of Israel. So this strength we take upon ourselves in the time of the holidays, the time when we're judged. On Pesach we're judged over the crops, on right, on Rosh Hashanah over the life, on Shavuos over the right, each one, and on Sukkot over the water. Each holiday the sacrifices pertain to the judgment that happens on that holiday. Shabbat Shalom.